Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
When the dean of the chapel phoned and invited me to come and be celebrant today, he said that it was Saints Simon and Jude Apostles' Day, whoever they are. It's probably why the day did not rate a gospel procession. But maybe Simon and Jude would not have been subject to obscurity if they had listened to Professor Scare a couple of weeks ago when he told us that we should all wear our clerical collars. But we are left with the reality that, save for the scripture records, we do not know much about these two apostles who are always relegated to the end of the list of apostles, Numbers 10 and 11. But this we can say, Simon and Jude were among the 12 whom the Lord chose to be apostles. They learned from the Lord, witnessed the miracles, struggled to understand all that would happen to our Lord. With the other apostles, Simon and Jude went out into the villages with authority of Christ himself to preach, heal, and cast out demons. They brought the good news of God's kingdom, God keeping his promise. Simon and Jude were there that strange Passover celebration. Reclining at table, Jesus knelt and washed their feet. They heard Jesus speak about betrayal and death. Bewildered, they ate what they thought was common Passover food, but now with a new flavor. Simon and Jude were also there as Jesus taught them a new commandment: you shall love one another. Kind of a strange new commandment, really. Not just to love the lovable, but to love each other, whoever they are. The well-known, the unknown, the popular, the wallflower. Not just to love in word, but to love in deed. You see, a servant is not greater than his master. As Jesus washed apostolic feet, so too are they to love one another, not one greater than another. Love for one another would characterize Christ's apostles and the family of believers brought to believe in the Christ who loved them in a really rather strange way. The strange love of Christ is this: that he would lay down his life for his friends. That is a strange love, but it is the greatest love. Christ laying his life on the cross, spiked, pierced, so that his holy, precious blood would wash not dirty feet, but souls filthy, stained, and gangrened with sin. Love one another as I have loved you. It is this love that the unbelieving world simply does not understand. In fact, the world hates this love and the lover himself. The world hates what it doesn't understand. The world is like the schoolyard bully who picks on another student because the bully himself doesn't like himself, is unsure of himself, and doesn't like anything that's different. So what did Simon and Jude hear that night in the upper room? Love one another, and know this, that the world is going to hate you because it hated me first. The world hated Jesus because Jesus was different than the world. And the world hated Jesus because Jesus was what the world really desired to be. And now, because they were chosen by Jesus, Simon and Jude would be hated by the world as well. But again, a servant is not greater than his master. Jesus was hated, they will be hated. Jesus was persecuted, they will be persecuted. All because they belong to Jesus. It would be later that night that Simon and Jude, there in the Garden of Gethsemane, they would flee as Jesus was arrested. And undoubtedly later, their eyes would widen in horror and drop in shame as they heard of the mock trial and the death sentence that Pilate allowed. Grief would darken their Friday and that Sabbath. The first day of the week would confuse them as women would come and say, "The tomb is empty," and angels said, "Jesus is alive." That evening, Simon and Jude, behind those locked doors, would see the unbelievable. There was Jesus, alive, scars still tender. They would hear the words from Jesus himself, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you. Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven." I rehearsed the seminary training of these apostles with a purpose. The apostles Peter, James, and John, the inner circle, the ones who are well known, right along with the apostles Simon and Jude, the relatively unknown and at the bottom of the list, all of them equally were taught by our Lord, shaped by what they had seen and experienced, and were equally sent out with the authority of Jesus himself to proclaim the good news of God's kingdom. Now, church tradition has Simon and Jude going out together to Persia, a land in which God's exiled people once lived. They went to bring the gospel to a people for whom Jesus had died. They spoke what was spoken to them. They loved as they had been loved. And the world treated them as it treated the speaker and the lover. The blood of Simon and Jude stained the earth. Again, a servant is not greater than his master. Brothers and sisters, whoever you are, regardless of whether you are a part of the inner circle or the bottom of the list, popular or wallflower, whether you will be going out from this place as under-shepherd of the Good Shepherd or as deaconess who seeks to bring the mercy of Christ to the poor and hurting, and in turn to bring the poor and hurting to the place where Christ's gifts are given, you will go out and speak that which you have been has been spoken to you. You will love as you have been loved. And yes, you will be hated as Christ was hated. But we go forward just like Simon and Jude, with full confidence that the unbelievable is true, that the crucified one is alive. And we go out then with devotion, making known the love and the mercy of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, whoever you are, wherever you go. In Christ's name, amen.